cry cause I'm leaving. Don't want you to cry cause I'm blue. Honey, my thoughts make me lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome. Why should two lovers quarrel? Why should they be so untrue? I know what it means to be lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too.
How would you like being lonesome when someone is through with you?
Farewell to you. I'll be so lonesome without you. Will you be lonesome too? Will you be lonesome too?
How would you like being lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome.
Be lonesome too. Oh, thank you so much.
And the Grammy Award-winning sextet, the Earls of Leicester, recorded live at the CMA Theater in Nashville, Tennessee, up for numerous IBMA awards, including male vocalist Sean Camp, who you heard there, and I think the coveted Entertainer of the Year Award. Again, these awards will be given out towards the end of September at the International Bluegrass Music Association's evening of awards during the Bluegrass Week in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Always exciting to hear what they're doing. And, you know, they deliver the music of Lester and Earl Flatt and Scruggs as well as anyone, and you can see. Also, I believe Jerry Douglas is up for Dobro Player of the Year, also in Earls of Leicester. So you can see there they have a lot of chances of coming away with some hardware, as they say, in September. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. So glad you're along with us here on the broadcast today. We have a lot of great music pulled out here for you, some celebrating some special anniversaries and that sort of thing. So we certainly hope you can stay close.
The old hometown is sure in trouble. It looks like it must have doubled in sin and size since I've been gone. Papers all full of killing. 2 million people willing to die for something they've never known. The city streets of drunks and junk and stone. A heaven made of hell they call their home. Now it's gone like the life of a child when it turns into your mind. Tomorrow has no home, sweet home. Look what they've done to mine. It just faded into time. Grandfather's watch he gave me is just another memory that I've kept the way it always was. And ever since he died, it just won't run. I always knew I was his favorite one. Now it's gone like the life of a child when it turns its back on your mind. Tomorrow has no home, sweet home. Look what they've done to mine. It just faded into time. House we used to live in, the roof is falling in like every other one along the block. It took 20 years to pay and 10 to run. Dad says it's all just better off for God. Now it's gone like the life of a child when it turns its back on your mind. Tomorrow has no home, sweet home. Look what they've done to mine. It just faded into time.
This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. new music with an old song there from a band called, of course, The Seldom Scene. Yes, they are back on the scene, never really going away, but have a brand new recording out called Changes. And you could say this record marks a change in the band, as Ben Eldridge, who was the last original member of The Seldom Scene, retired from the group here a year or so ago now, I think. And Ronnie Stewart has joined The Seldom Scene, along with Fred Travers and Dudley Connell and Lou Reed and the bass player Ronnie Simpkins, making up, I'll call it the new Seldom Scene, if you will, but recording one of the classic old songs from the early 60s. I think it was somewhat popularized by Ian and Sylvia, but written by Steve Gillette and Tom Campbell, and a track, I think it was written as an assignment more than anything else, but has stood the test of time, as a great song called Darcy Farrow from the new Seldom Scene record Changes. In front of that, Darren and Brooke Aldridge and their latest, although I believe they are working on new music since this record is a couple of years old now, but their Faster and Farther album on Mountain Home gave us a rousing, cool rockin' number called A Kingdom Come from Darren and Brooke Aldridge. Always liked their choice of material. And in front of that, we dove back in time to the year 1975, when I believe bluegrass music changed. I don't want to say forever, because it was just another change in the scheme of that, this idiom, this music they call bluegrass. When Rounder 0044 came out, and it came out as J.D. Crow and the New South and their self-titled release, and they changed the landscape a lot, and brought new fresh blood to the band and the music, with J.D., Tony Rice, Ricky Skaggs, Bobby Sloan, and Jerry Douglas. And they're covering, again, they were one of those bands, much like the Country Gentlemen and the Seldom Scene, picking material which is not certainly the material they did play was in the bluegrass field, but they also were looking at other material, including Rodney Crowell's Home Sweet Home Revisited. This is just a killer record, and had it pulled out a few weeks ago, and never quite got around to it, so I wanted to come to it today and share a track from it. And the Earls of Leicester got us underway here on the broadcast today. IBMA nominees for their album Live at the CMA Theater in the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. And they opened up with a great version of Will You Be Lonesome 2 from the Lester and Earl catalog, as pretty much all their music is. And again, they are up for a number of International Bluegrass Music Association awards, including Entertainer of the Year. Those awards, again, will be given out during Bluegrass Week at the IBMA. I think the last week, almost the last week in September. So you could probably go to the IBMA website to find that out for sure.
Oh, it's Saturday. Yes, it's Saturday. Go in the shine, change, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out and dance, forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town. Cut my sweet baby, gonna show me around. Yeah, we'll go here and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do up the town, do it right. Cause tonight is Saturday night. Who cares if word gets around? Just because I'm sly and not so meek, Saturday don't come but once a week. Gonna shine, change, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out and dance, forget my green. Make all the nightclubs in this town. Cut my sweet baby, gonna show me around. Yeah. we're getting agreed. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby gonna show me around. Yeah, we'll go here and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do up the town, do it right, 'cause tonight is Saturday night. Daylight will find me going strong. One only lives once in a life, and I don't have a nagging wife. Gonna shine, take shower and shampoo, go out and dance, do something new. Swing it left, swing it right, 'cause tonight is Saturday night.
So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over little dog, 'cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door, my door key don't fit no more. So get it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over,
move it on over,
move over skinny dog, 'cause the fat dog's moving in. Doghouse here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over,
move it on over,
drag it on over,
move it on over,
move over old dog, 'cause a new dog's moving in. But I done let the deal go down, so pack it on over,
move it on over,
tote it on over,
move it on over,
move over nice dog, 'cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over,
move it on over,
shake it on over,
move it on over,
move over short dog, 'cause a tall dog's moving in. She'll crawl back to me on her knees. I'll be busy scratching, please. So slide it on over,
move it on over,
sneak it on over,
move it on over,
move over good dog, 'cause a mad dog's moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine, so shove it on over,
move it on over,
sweep it on over,
move it on over,
move over cold dog, 'cause a hot dog's moving in.
As I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you miss me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
Brother Eldon. Yes, let's play, boys.
That music makes me laugh and smile and tap my feet every time I hear it. Recorded in May of 1947 for the Tiffany label in California, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. These were 16-inch discs recorded for the Tiffany label that they could put some extra music on when Bob was out on the road and making music live, and Tiffany needed some recordings. And the thing about these recordings is that I think they were, a lot of them were one take kinds of things. I think they went in and make these records for fun, and they weren't necessarily for posterity forever. They weren't sold on the open market. They were, I think they were kind of for radio broadcast more than anything else. But Kaleidoscope Records a few years ago put out, I believe, 8 volumes of these Tiffany transcriptions. And we heard from volume 8 there to finish up with a track I think that Bob composed, simply called Big Beaver. Now, I don't know what that means, but a fun track nonetheless, and very, very swinging, as they say. It has a real a knack, a snap to it. Some great fiddling there from Louis. You heard him call out Louis Turney, and some great piano from Millard Kelso also on Big Beaver. But a great way to finish out this set of music. In front of that, we heard from a band that is sadly no longer together, but they made some great music and toured hard when they were out. And I speak of Kansas City's own The Wilders. And we heard them covering a track which I think the Osbournes and Osborne Brothers and Red Allen cut in 1957, a track, an old ballad called Once More from their Spring a Leak release. And then we heard a couple of tracks from the great Hank Williams. And these were recordings that he made for, I believe, for MGM. And we heard a couple of his big numbers. Let's start with In Front of Once More. We heard a track called Half as Much, recorded in August 1951 in Nashville. And then in front of that, again, a track that was covered by lots of other people, but made famous first by Hank Williams, and that's Moving On Over. And the Wilders, they got us underway. We went to another one of their records. I believe this might have been their first recording, if I'm not mistaken. Just simply called The Wilders, and we heard them covering Lefty Frizzell's Shine, Shave, Shower. And a couple of things that are going around in our area, musically happening in the next few weeks. One in particular, these are a couple things that are coming up in August. It's hard to believe that we're just around the corner from the month of August, but we are. Excuse me. And wanted to let you know that Farm Fest 2019 is coming up August 8th through 11th up in Johannesburg. There are lots of activities throughout the weekend. It's a kind of a relaxing, intimate music festival. It's the second full weekend in August. And lots of music and activities going on up there. Gates open on Thursday. plays throughout the weekend. You can go to farm-fest.com for more information on their activities there. Farm-fest.com. Also coming up in August is the 16th annual Algoma Traditional Music, Dance, and Heritage Arts Family Camp, August 11th through the 17th. That's right after Farm Fest that week. That's going to be taking place at the Algoma Trad Center. That's on St. Joseph Island in Ontario. And again, this camp runs from Sunday evening, August 11th, through Saturday morning, August 17th. They have a whole week's worth of stuff, almost too much to mention here, although I will say folks like Louis Schreier will be there, Kyle Weymouth will be there, Kate Breton Fiddler, Dan McDonald, singer and guitarist Andy Hillhouse, many, many others. It's the press release is very extensive here, but you can go to algomatrad.ca/camp for more information, registration, all that stuff. algomatrad.ca/camp for more information on that. Doing great things up there in Ontario. If you're in that area, this might be a fun thing to go do and hang out and hear some music, play some music. Check them out on the World Wide Web. Well, Homespun's the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations, and I want to turn back to the year 1989, since it's, 30 years now on, and 89 was a good year for lots of cool music, including Lyle Lovett and his Large Bands recording, which I believe he won a Grammy for this record, and it's one of my favorites in his catalog because it's got just some great songs that Lyle wrote, and they had a smack band with him on this one, it's one we're going to check out here. This is the final track from this, which I always loved a lot. It's called Once Is Enough. This is Lyle Lovett.
I used to be so much more open-minded, and I used to like to fall in love, and they'd tell me I was so much sweeter and kind. But once is enough, and yeah, I used to be Mr. Understanding. I used to could listen and not interrupt, but now I'm a different man, and that man, yeah. 'Cause once is enough, and once is enough for anybody. Once is enough to fall in love. Mm-hmm. Once is enough to feel your heartbeat. Once is enough. And yeah, I used to be able to handle rejection. I used to be so long, lean and tough, and I used to would fight for a woman's affection. But once is enough. Enough for anybody. Once is enough. baby, you don't have to tell me two times. You can save your sweet breath because I saw the way you looked away from me. And once is enough, but a man, he can't help but learn his lesson. But a man, he can't help the stars above. And a man can't help but go around messing with once is enough. Won't you tell me you do me this much? Well, take your head just one time and turn it my way. 'Cause once is enough. And once is enough for anybody. Once is enough to fall in love. Mm-hmm. Once is enough.
She don't need anybody to tell her she's pretty. She's heard it every single day of her life. He's got to wonder what she sees in him when there's so many others standing in line. She gives herself to him, but he's still on the outside. She's alone in this world. She's nobody's girl. She shows up at his doorstep in the middle of the night, then she disappears for weeks at a time. Just enough to keep him wanting more, but never is he satisfied. And he's left to pick up the pieces, wondering what does he do this for. She's off in her own little world. She's nobody's girl. She's nobody's girl. He said before I met her, I didn't love nothing. I could take it and leave it, that was okay. She brings out she wants anytime she wants to, with anyone, you know, she wants it all. Still she gets all upset over the least little thing. Man, you hurt her, it makes you feel so small. And she's a walking contradiction, but I ache for her inside. She's nobody's girl. She's nobody's girl. She's nobody's girl. nobody's girl.
To finish out the hour here on Homespun with Buddy and Julie Miller's Breakdown on 20th Avenue South, their first new music together in about 10 years, and very excited to be sharing this with you today. This was the closing track from this record called Storm of Kisses. A lot of these tracks are written by Julie or with Buddy and Julie together, so it's always great to hear new music from them. This one in particular written by Julie and Alistair McKenzie. And so kind of a cool little tune there called Storms of Kisses. In front of that, we turn back to the year 1989, being the 30th anniversary of a number of records released that year, including March of 1989, when Bonnie Raitt released her comeback rock record, even though she never really went away, called Nick of Time. This record ended up winning 3 Grammys, including Album of the Year, produced by Don Was. This is a real gem in her catalog, and it's got some great tracks on it, including Nobody's Girl from Nick of Time. And we opened up with another recording from 1989, and I speak of Lyle Lovett and his Large Band. Toured a lot from this record and got huge crowds because it was a large band of musicians, and they put on a heck of a show. And we heard Once Is Enough from Lyle Lovett and his Large Band. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun's where you've been for the last hour. I always have a great time hanging out with you. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves. Now have a good afternoon and a safe week.